free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, October 12th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, we're going to take a look at not only the continuing lockdown, and we now have the WHO saying, well, you know, I think this lockdown thing is maybe a bad idea at this point. Oh, really? It was a bad idea before it was ever done. I told you it was a bad idea. I said, regardless of how serious this thing is, that's not the right way to approach this at all. And now we've had the letter that is signed by 9,000 doctors and even more of the general public. That's being buried by Google, of course. And so the WHO is saying that, but there's some very important things that they did not say in this. And we're going to take a look at that when we come back. But also I want to take a look at what's going on with the narrative about the so-called militia in Michigan and the alleged kidnapping attempt of Whitmer. As soon as I saw that, I remember multiple games that have been played by the FBI in terms of rounding up terrorists or militia members and so forth. You typically find that you've got a paid informant who lied about this, and there's some video that surfaced where they're talking about this. I want to play this for you and let you hear in their own words what they were actually saying at this meeting. Very different from what we've seen in the mainstream media narrative. And over the weekend, we had a guy that first we were told it was a left-wing activist, one of the Antifa protesters who shot and killed a pro-Trump, pro-police protester in Denver. Then they came back and they said, no, he was an NBC security guard. Then it turns out, no, he wasn't licensed as a security guard, and he's got a long history. So we're going to talk about that long history of hatred for people. This is where this is headed, folks. And if you don't prepare for what is coming up, kicking off in November, that's the real significance of November. Not so much the election. But we do have some updates on election news as we see Drudge mocking President Trump as, President Trump wanted to strip off his shirt and show himself as Superman. This is what it's come to. Orange man bad, Trump derangement syndrome. We're not talking about issues. We're not talking about the lockdown. We're not talking about the vaccine. I mean, if you want to complain about Trump, complain about the policies. Maybe he would change some of the policies. But no. They like the policies that he's got. As a matter of fact, there isn't going to be any difference as far as the vaccine and the lockdown and the coming martial law. Martial law 2.0 is what you really need to pay attention to. Not just lockdown 2.0, but martial law 2.0. I'm going to talk about the deep connections of CIA, DARPA, and the military industrial complex in this worldwide. You remember that indefinite detention by Obama? Well, you know, they had to have a Democrat to push that through so the left would lay down for that. Had to have a Republican who said he didn't like vaccines in order to push the vaccines through. Interesting how they manipulate us with these front men, isn't it? So now we have this ad, I'll play this for you, from President Trump that Fauci is very upset about because they had him make a guest appearance. And let me play this ad for you and I'll comment. Roll the ad, video clip 11.
President Trump is recovering from the coronavirus, and so is America.
Wearing a mask.
Together, we rose to meet
the challenge.
Picture of him
wearing a mask.
Protecting our seniors, getting them life-saving drugs in record time.
No, more pharmaceuticals.
Sparing no expense. President Trump tackled the virus head-on.
Sparing no expense.
As leaders should.
More masks, more masks.
I can't imagine that anybody could be doing more.
We'll get through this together. We'll live carefully. But not afraid.
Mess. Look at that. Look at that. Hold that last image there. Hold that. Go back and roll back that last image. You got two young girls face to face, forehead to forehead touching, and they're both wearing masks. We'll get through this together. That's the message from the Trump campaign. How pathetic. What a failed leader. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs, like band.video, and the now redesigned InfoWars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, October 12th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 210 days of America held hostage. There's President Trump wearing his mask, virtue signaling to his controllers what he's going to do. There's the masks over your eyes, should put CNN on that, and then the masks over your mouth. And if you haven't noticed, they're putting chains on your arms and legs. And this is happening worldwide. And I'm going to show you how this is exactly the same plan. It's rolling out here, as it's rolling out in the UK, as it's rolling out in Australia, New Zealand, Canada. They're talking about detention centers in Canada. And, of course, we needed to have Obama to push that through so the left would lay down and not do anything about it. And now we have a Trump running through and pushing Gates' agenda, funding it for him. No, sparing no expense. Money is no object. This latest Trump ad really set off Fauci, because he makes an appearance in it. He says, we did everything that could be done, or something like that, right, to that effect. And Fauci says, my comments were taken out of context. Let me tell you something. Every comment that Fauci makes is out of context. Oh, we got 100,000 people died here. It's not novel. That's not novel. You tell us every year for decades, you've been trying to scare us into getting flu vaccines. And every year you tell us, you had 100,000 people die last year. You better get your vaccine. Now they're not saying that you should do it. They're saying you must do it. That's what they're going to be saying. It's going to be another mandate that is coming out. So he says, in my nearly five decades of public service, I've never publicly endorsed any political candidate. These are taken out of context from a broad statement I made months ago about the efforts of public health officials. Let me tell you something. That ad that I played at the top of the hour is not an endorsement of Fauci of Trump. That ad is a Trump endorsement of Fauci. As a matter of fact, guys, I said I didn't want to see it again. Let's play. We got a lot of people who just joined us. Let's play video clip number 11 so they see what I'm talking about. Look at this and tell me if this isn't a Trump endorsement. Here we are, 210 days later, more than 6 months, and Trump is still kowtowing to Fauci and the pharmaceuticals. He's virtue signaling. Everybody's got a mask, and he ends it with people face-to-face, forehead-to-forehead, two girls. Oh, we're close together, but we've got our masks, so we're safe. What propaganda, BS, for the public health dictators. Let's run this Trump clip, video clip number 11.
President Trump is recovering from the coronavirus, and mask. So is America. Together, we rose to meet the challenge, protecting our seniors, getting them life-saving drugs in record time, sparing no expense.
Tens of billions.
The virus head-on, as leaders
should.
I can't imagine that anybody could be doing more.
We'll get through this together. We'll live carefully, but not afraid.
Mass.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
This would be funny if it wasn't so bad. But I tell you, I look at this, and whenever Trump gives me an ad, it makes me not want to vote for him. And whenever I see Biden, I don't want to vote for him either. This is not an either or. I'm telling you again that there is nothing at the national level that can be done. It's gone. The federal government has gone feral. Feral. Just take out the D. It's feral. You know, dogs are a man's best friend, but boy, when they go wild and when they start hunting in feral packs, you better watch out. Government is not your lapdog. Government has now become a feral pack of dogs, and you better watch your back. That's what I'm here to tell you about. It's the only reason I'm here. It's unbelievable what we see happening. Masks everywhere. Show that last picture there again. That final image makes me want to throw up this Trump commercial. Look at that. Not afraid, it says. Not afraid. Two young girls, forehead to forehead, nose to nose, but they got their little paper mask and they're not afraid. Paid for by Donald Trump. Not afraid. Wow. Wow. And the vaccine has been paid for by Donald Trump, too. And let me tell you, it's going to be rolled out by the military. This guy has been taken over by the military-industrial complex and the CIA. I mean, the very person who has stabbed him in the back, Gina Haspel, he made her the CIA director. Tell me that he has anything that he can do. I mean, if he is not a completely clueless fool, he is simply a tool. So you take your pick, tool or fool. We see the WHO condemning the coronavirus lockdowns. Say all this is doing is just doubling global poverty. Well, yeah, that's the truth. That's all it's doing. It has absolutely nothing to do with stopping a pandemic. There is no pandemic. What is a pandemic? Let's review that again, right? An epidemic means that you've got some disease or condition that is rapidly spreading in a population. Rapidly spreading everywhere. Everybody's got it. Does that sound like what you see in your community? No. A pandemic means that that's happening everywhere, essentially. Pan means everywhere. Although they don't mean pervasive all over the globe. They just mean a lot of different jurisdictions. Here's what the WHO had to say. Video clip number one.
In the World Health Organization, do not advocate lockdowns as a primary means of control of this virus. The only time we believe a lockdown is justified is to buy you time to reorganize, regroup, rebalance your resources, protect your health workers who are exhausted. But by and large, we'd rather not do it. Just look at what's happened to the tourism industry, for example, in the Caribbean or in the Pacific.
We know this
people aren't taking their holidays. Look what's happened to smallholder farmers all over the world, because their markets have got dented. Look what's happening to poverty levels. It seems that we may well have a doubling of world poverty by next year. We may well have at least a doubling of child malnutrition because children are not getting meals at school and their parents in poor families are not able to afford it. This is a terrible, ghastly global catastrophe, actually. And so we really do appeal to all world leaders. Stop using lockdown as your primary control method. Develop better systems for doing it. Work together and learn from each other. But remember, lockdowns just have one consequence that you must never, ever belittle, and that is making poor people an awful lot poorer.
Okay. All right. So he criticizes lockdowns, but he goes, we've got better methods. Well, what would those methods be? Well, he didn't say anything about masks, mandates, tests. Health passports, vaccines, immunity passports, all those things are on the table still. Because he's still selling the fantasy fear, the fear porn of a pandemic that doesn't exist. So I don't see this as good news at all, quite frankly. Basically, he's saying what everybody already knows, that this hasn't worked. But he is also denying what everybody knows, that there is no pandemic, and that there are going to be other measures that are coming. This is happening. Look at the smallholder farms all over. Didn't mention the 100,000 small middle-class businesses that were driven out of business. We only typically see information about the big giant retailers who are also going belly up, or the airlines or whatever. Tens of thousands going, getting unemployed. But it's also the small businesses and the people who work for them, because small businesses hire more people than anybody else does. The World Bank is also saying this. 150 million people pushed into extreme poverty by 2021. So they're starting to warn you about the consequences of what they have been doing for 6 months, and now they're just discovering it. Isn't that amazing? I told you it would happen before it did. I've been talking about this on a daily basis for 210 days. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we were given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell, to track everything we do, is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. We're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
Stand back and stand by.
During our emergency election sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answer to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and Androids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I'm ready for
as we have the World Bank and the World Health Organization are saying, well, you know, lockdown is maybe not the best thing to do. We have another study coming out of the UK. And it's interesting because this one is coming from the University of Edinburgh. This is the university that has, from the very beginning, criticized the Imperial College's simulation, the Imperial College of London, that simulation that was given to President Trump on that Friday the 13th. March the 13th. Two very smart people, he said, showed me some information. Well, no, they're not too smart, actually. Fauci is a clever liar, and he takes everything out of context. And so this Imperial College simulation was predicting 2 million people dead, and so President Trump was scared into locking everything down. And now we know, a week later, after President Trump has recovered, and I'm glad that he recovered. I was never concerned for his health, frankly, because I don't think this is a serious thing. This is a cold. They caught it early. They treated him. But, you know, he has used this as an opportunity to elevate and to push the pharmaceutical industry, to push Fauci and so forth, even in this commercial. This commercial was a worshiping of, look at the miracle drugs that we've been given. Look at the masks that I wear. Look at the masks that you can wear. And you can be safe and without fear if you just wear a mask. And even had a cameo by Fauci. You know, because, hey, President Trump would love, let's be honest, he'd love to have Fauci endorse him. And Fauci says, I've never endorsed any political candidate except that he has. You can see the pictures of him with all the Democrats. Yeah, he plays the game. He's able to get the Republicans to do whatever he wants. He was able to get Ronald Reagan to sign the vaccine immunity bill for the pharmaceutical companies 1 year after he got in the position that he's now held for 35 years. He is a master manipulator. He is a true Machiavellian prince. But anyway, the University of Edinburgh is now taking on the Imperial College of London, and that March a paper that they put out, and they were the ones who pointed out from the very beginning, said, you know, by the way, you had Dr. Ioannidis from Stanford University said their model assumptions about this being passed on to like 2.5 people forever and ever, that never happens with any disease, never, ever. It's called Farr's Law, goes back to 1840, and that is why they were talking about a curve. That's why they were even talking about flattening a curve, but the curve wasn't in the model. It was an obvious flawed assumption, but it was even worse than that. When they implemented it in the computer software, they couldn't get the same answer twice, even with the same input. It was nothing but a random generator, and the University of Edinburgh were the ones who called them out on it. So this is garbage. This is a BS implementation of a failed assumption, and that's the basis on which President Trump locked down America. From those two smart people, Fauci and Birx. And so now they're coming out, new study. They're so upset about it at the University of Edinburgh that they have done a complete reanalysis to do even more deconstruction of this Imperial College of London lie. And yet, as they move to go into a second phase, no matter how many times you point out the lies and the fallacies of these people, they're still held up as authorities. You've got both Boris Johnson and Sadiq Khan, both of them, using the Imperial College of London to do a second lockdown. And it'll be used by Fauci and Burks to get Trump to do a second lockdown or to get Biden to do a second lockdown. It doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference who's there. They are the real government. And it's not, they're not even the ones in charge. They're not the penultimate ones in charge. Let me tell you, the ones who are in charge, CIA, the military industrial complex, they're the ones who are really in charge. And this is why we're seeing the same approaches with indefinite lockdowns. Lots of move now towards indefinite detention by the military being done in all of these Five Eyes countries. These are the countries that are all united with the intelligence community, the Five Eyes. And they work very closely together. This is why you see the fake Russiagate coup being orchestrated between London and Langley. Why Gina Haspel was in London before Trump brought her back. And then, you know, in his administration, he put her in charge of the CIA. But she was working with Brennan in London. These people are the ones who are ultimately behind this because they are our government and they don't change. It doesn't matter which idiot gets to go to the White House. It doesn't matter which idiot goes to the Supreme Court. The people who are running this are these Morlocks at the Pentagon and at Langley. Yeah, yeah. You're just the Eloy. Anyway, the Imperial College model was hugely significant, but the College of Edinburgh argues that the mitigation strategy should focus on keeping the virus from older, more vulnerable people and not on preventing the spread in settings where most people are young. Imagine that. That seems to be now the consensus. The World Health Organization is saying that. The World Bank is saying that. You got 9,000 scientists saying that. But, of course, that one is being purged by Google. But what is really going on with all of this? Well, let me tell you, this is really about the legislative state. And, again, this is where there is a continuity globally, especially in the English-speaking countries, the Five Eye countries, where we no longer have a republic. We don't even have a democracy. What we have is a rule by the technocrats and by executives. Here is an op-ed piece from the Financial Times talking about government by decree. Video clip number 9.
Is the United Kingdom moving towards government by decree? Government by decree is when a government, in effect, can make law simply by announcing it. These announcements create binding obligations on everyone. These are not just decisions about certain individuals, like whether a tax refund should be granted or a broad policy initiative, but making law which binds people. In British history, the period usually associated with government by decree is the personal rule of Charles I. However, at that time, Parliament had a different function to the one it developed later. As the great historian Conrad Russell put it, Parliament was an event, not an institution.
Oh, yeah. Parliament is an event, not an institution. Let me tell you something. The elections are an event. The institution that remains is the unelected bureaucracy. And they work together to tell the executive what to do. They give each other plausible deniability. You know what he's talking about. There, the last time we saw an absolute monarch, oh, that was Charles I, wasn't it? What happened to him? Well, he kind of lost his head, literally. That was when Cromwell and Parliament cut off his head. And they reinstituted monarchy after that. And then after a while, it started to get back into that autocratic position. You know, Winston Churchill in History of the English-Speaking People said that the American Revolution helped to put the check of power and the elevation of Parliament back into place. He said, your revolution freed not only America, but also the UK from a despotic one-person ruler. Now, what is going to happen this time around? You know, that was the English Civil War. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
Stand back and stand by.
During our Save America InfoWars Money Bomb sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack power stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
The future isn't coming, it's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed. For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100+ years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Amendment. No limits on power, no notice. It's effective immediately and it is binding on everyone. That is what we're talking about here. This is what Western democracies, republics have now devolved into. No scrutiny, no amendment of anything that they say. No notice of when this is going to take effect. No limits on their power, and it is binding on everyone. This is something that just not my opinion. This is the Financial Times of London talking about this now. You may have noticed that we now have a worldwide dictatorship, and the best that President Trump can do is to parade around in a mask, in a commercial, and have Fauci speaking Not Trump speaking, Fauci speaking. You know, because you love Fauci. He's been held up by the mainstream media. And then to show, to end with a clip of two young girls face to face, forehead to forehead, no fear. Just wear your mask. Just wear your mask. Paid for by Donald Trump. Paid for by the committee to reelect Donald Trump. What pathetic pharmaceutical propaganda this is. Unbelievable. Okay. Let's go back to, there's one more thing I want to play for you from the Financial Times. They were talking about the fact that at the time that there was the revolution in power, the English Civil War, where Cromwell in Parliament overthrew the king, cut off his head. And so prior to that time, Parliament was an event. And that's basically what our elections have been for quite some time, simply an event. And then the same people who rule us continue to rule us, military-industrial complex, the intelligence community, they continue to rule us. And so let's take a look at where this is today. They're bringing this up to date. Of course, surprise, surprise, this has a lot to do with the war on terror. As I said before, we've got two false flags, two decades apart. One agenda. Video clip number 10.
In 1929, the sitting Lord Chief Justice, a former Liberal politician, Lord Hewitt, published a book called The New Despotism. Lord Hewitt said one strategy of government could be to subordinate Parliament, to evade the courts, and to render the will or the caprice of the executive unfettered and supreme. Later in the 20th century, a conservative politician, Lord Hailsham, who served twice as Lord Chancellor, said in his Dimbleby lecture that there was a risk of an elective dictatorship. Both Hewitt and Hailsham had noticed this one quality of the British Constitution, that it gives immense power to a government that can dominate Parliament. But just as warnings about how the government can dominate Parliament have come from the left and the right, governments of all parties have taken full advantage of the power they have through wide provisions in Acts of Parliament that enables them to issue statutory instruments, delegated legislation that has the same binding effect as an Act of Parliament, but in practice is just done at the command of a government department. And so, this is not a party political issue. Indeed, one of the widest provisions in legislation for statutory instruments is in the 2006 Regulatory Reform Act. Governments of the left and the right have also taken full advantage of what they can do with statutory instruments in legislating in respect of terrorism. But why are statutory instruments a problem? Well, they receive no parliamentary scrutiny. They cannot be amended by Parliament. They can take effect without any notice. They can create wide powers for the executive. And they are binding on everyone as if they are acts of Parliament themselves.
Yep, and that's what we have. It's the same way that our American military-industrial complex and the intelligence community have gone to war since the end of World War II. It's a police action. It's for your own safety, it's preventative or whatever, but there's no discussion. There's no definition of what the threat is. There is no endpoint to it. And so now, you know, with President Trump, he's going to be the second president. Obama was the first to be at a state of war for his entire 8 years. And multiple countries. But now they've added a new war during President Trump's administration. The war against the American people. There is no declaration of it. It began with economic sanctions. There is no definition of an endpoint. And this is happening all over the world. As he was saying there, well, you know, English common law and tradition and so forth, there was a fatal flaw pointed out by both liberals and conservatives, by judiciary, former guy, the new despotism. But the reality is here in America, we don't have a constitution that supports this. What we have here in America are we the people who have abdicated our power to the government, especially to the federal government. We ask them to fix everything that's wrong with our life. And they are completely taking over every aspect of our life. The Congress, our representatives, we're told, they have abdicated their power as well. They've abdicated it to the bureaucracy. They've abdicated it to the courts. This is why Nancy Pelosi said we'll have to pass Obamacare to find out what's in it. We're going to create a new bureaucracy. They're going to define the rules. They're going to enforce the rules. They're going to apply the penalties. So we'll find out what they're doing. This is one of the reasons why Rand Paul has, for every session, pushed the RAINS Act to rein this in. Because we're now ruled by bureaucracy. Now it's gotten very, very specific. You have one bureaucracy that has emerged supreme. And that is the health bureaucracy. Because if we are going to have a government that is organized not on the principle of individual liberty, if we're going to have a government that ignores the Constitution and the Bill of Rights because of safety, then naturally it's going to be the medical community that is going to rule us because they're going to define what is safe for us. And that's precisely where we are now. It's not an accident. It was by design. And I'll just remind you, as we look at this and you hear this guy saying, now England is going to have a three-tier lockdown system. They've reached the tipping point again, says the deputy chief medical officer. So if he says it, that's it. There's no scrutiny. There's no amendment. There's no limit on the power of this chief medical officer. There's no notice. It'll be effective immediately, and it'll be binding on everybody, just as he said. England's deputy chief medical officer, Professor Jonathan Van Tam, warned that the UK is, quote, at a tipping point, unquote. Akin to where it was in March. Oh, you mean, so none of the stuff that you've done for the last 6 months plus, 210 days, none of that has worked, but you're going to do it again. Well, that sounds like government, doesn't it? You know, we failed. So we need more money. We need more personnel. We need to do it all over again. And people typically buy onto that. Millions of people in Northern England are anxiously waiting to hear how much further virus restrictions will be tightening in coming days as the British government confirmed Sunday that it'll be introducing a new system for local lockdown. So there you go. We're just sitting here waiting to see what our masters, our Lord and masters, are going to allow us to do. And not do, more specifically, not do. Boris Johnson, as RT accurately puts it, announces that Britain's Great Reset is coming. So we were right all along, weren't we? That's what they say. So were the conspiracy theorists right all along? Yeah, they were. I was. I'll tell you. I know what this is. I've watched the lives of these guys. I know what their plans have been for 20 years, and they have followed the plan exactly. In March, it's not really about public health or a virus. They have another agenda. That's what I was saying. And he said, yeah, we had a lot of conspiracy theorists that said that. So that there you go. I'm a conspiracy theorist. I told you they have another agenda. It wasn't about doing this at all. Bojo, Boris Johnson, specifically ruled out a return to normal. After all we've been through, it isn't enough just to go back to normal. We've lost too much. They don't just come and go, these things. They can be a trigger for economic and societal change. Yes, that's right. It's exactly what he wanted. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, my name is Dr. Fauci, and I've been at the NIH and CDC for 45 years, and I've overseen, well, you know, the AIDS pandemic and so many other things, and I take my orders from Bill Gates, Dr. Bill Gates. I mean, he's not a doctor, but he controls everything you do, and he now says you're going to take the shots. And, of course, in England, they are now saying what I told you. You will not be allowed to travel. Leave your home until you take all the shots. Dr. Gates, I mean Bill Gates, your owner, your master, says you will have to take 4 to 5 COVID shots a year for adult, 2 for baby. Baby may be much more manageable, just like Bill Gates give you polio and vaccine. I'm Dr. Fauci, reminding you that we owe you.
Where the hell did this water come from?
Where did it come from?
InfoWars store.
PureWater.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs, like band.video, and the now redesigned InfoWars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
In fiction, supervillains are known as supervillains because they have gigantic, huge, global plans that are incredibly well thought out and incredibly complex. And if I'd have told you a year ago, back in October of 2019, that a powerful billionaire who controls the UN would roll out a global hysteria and lock down the planet and starve millions of people and would be pushing a forced inoculation to even be able to leave your houses, and that this same billionaire would say we're all going to work from home now and that this was good to lower the carbon footprint and the human population. You tell me that's crazy. You tell me that's a dystopia. You tell me that's some type of science fiction comic book. But in reality, it really did happen. His name is Bill Gates, and he's the head of a major eugenics consortium that his father and mother set up more than 60 years ago. And we're living in this world Bill Gates has built. Until we start saying no, we are Bill Gates' property. It's time to expose Bill Gates.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're going to also talk about the Barrett hearings, which have started this morning. I think they just started. So there's going to be a lot of speechifying. We're going to talk about what's behind that and what it really means one way or the other. Some very entertaining and amazing comments. Even Jake Tapper pushed back against an outraged Biden supporter. How dare them do this in the middle of an election? He basically said the same thing Trump did. He's like, well, yeah, the president and the Senate were elected. Now, what he didn't say was what I've said many times. Nobody except Ruth Bader Ginsburg believed that she was going to make it through the 4 years. She was already on the ballot 4 years ago. She was the only one who thought she was going to survive. Yet people in the Democrat Party pressuring her to step down so that Obama could replace her. No. Who's better than me? She said. Well, we're going to find out who's better than her. Pretty much anybody. we will take a look at that. There she is, taking a nap. That was before. She was getting very close and we all knew it. She was the last person to get a clue as to what was going on. Before we get back into the news, however, and I've got more than I want to say about this lockdown, especially about martial law 2.0 that's coming. And before we get back to that, I just want to remind you of what keeps us on the air here. The products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, things like the storable food that we have at preparewithalex.com. As a matter of fact, I had somebody send me an email on protonmail.com talking about how they had tried to order from another survival food company. They said, I'm not going to mention who they are. I don't want to criticize them. And I have verified this either, but said, gave the name of the company, said they can't supply their orders. Said, we're so blessed to have My Patriot Supply as InfoWars sponsor. Said, a few weeks ago, we ordered a bunch from My Patriot Supply on the special sale via the preparewithalex.com deal, and we got it delivered in 10 days. And so now is the time, folks, to prepare. If you're not prepared, do it now. It's going to last for 25 years, made in America, non-GMO, great packaging, and we've got some great specials right now at Prepare with Alex. We've got the four-week emergency food supply, part of the Money Bomb specials. Now you can save $100 off of that four-week food supply. The breakfast, the ultimate breakfast supply, as I pointed out last week, I broke this down. This is a breakfast kit that has 140 servings. It's only $87. That means that each serving, you know, you got 140 breakfasts, you know, for you or for your family or whatever, that works out to just over 60 cents a breakfast. And it's got a lot of things in it. It's got eggs, it's got pancakes, dried fruit, oatmeal, orange juice, dried milk, a lot of other things. So it's not skimpy, and it's broad-based, and it's like 62 cents. So that is something that you really ought to think about, especially as we look at the coming re-lockdown. You know, they're rolling the tests out to everybody, the tests that don't measure anything. And then based on their crystal balls, they're shutting down entire institutions. You're going to see it again, just like we did in March. Oh, we with our phony test here, our crystal ball, we found that we have two people here that tested positive. Funny, they didn't know it. They didn't have any symptoms or anything. But out of an abundance of precaution, we have to shut down the entire meatpacking plant or the entire pork processing plant or the entire chicken processing plant. And you saw it on the shelves. You're going to see it again. Mark my word. Also, we have at InfoWarsStore.com, we have up to 60% off plus triple Patriot points and free shipping on a lot of our most popular products. BrainForce Plus, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. And this is the final run on BrainForce Plus. I hope there is a replacement product because that is one of my favorite supplements. Ultimate Krill Oil, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, and many others. 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. And then we have some things like the 8-pack power stack, 60% off, plus free shipping and triple Patriot points. So take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. Look at PrepareWithAlex.com for the specials that we put together with My Patriot Supply. Right now, you can get it. Take advantage of that. All right, let's go back to what is happening. And again, the UK is an example, just like Australia is an example. We're going to see some stuff coming out of Canada. Why? Because this is a global plot. That's what it is. It's a plot, a plan, whatever you want to call it. It's a program. It's an agenda. It's a conspiracy. These people have breathed together. That's literally what a conspiracy means. Breathing together. They get together at Davos and Bilderberg, and they breathe together what they're going to do with this. And they've been breathing these plans. And we can hear their whispers and their shouts and read their programs for the last several decades. So I told you back on March the 16th, before we were locked down, I got the information as we were going into lockdown. Remember the green wristband? Yeah, you're going to have to get a test every day. And then they'll give you a colored wristband, let you go for a day. And as I pointed out at the time, the guys gave me that information as a white hat hacker. He's hired by companies to probe their security, find deficiencies in it and fix them. And he's a good guy. He's a white hat in a number of ways because he put this out. And again, as I said at the time, this is not going to be a wristband. This is just the way they're modeling it. This is going to be something that's going to reside on your phone somehow. And lo and behold, we had emergency use authorization from the FDA for just such a program the end of August. We'll test you. It'll take 15 minutes. It only costs $5, so we can produce, well, let's say, 150 million of these, said the White House, for $750 million. That's what President Trump has funded just recently. And they're rolling these things out. And guess what? We're getting a surge. We got all these different tests out here. We're testing everybody. And everybody's sick, right, according to them. And they have a free app that you put on your phone, and it shows that, hey, look, I've got a health pass. I don't have to have that today. And, of course, if the test that gives you more than a 90% false positives, if that test flags you, that's also going to go on your record. And all of the interested parties will be notified. Yeah, that's the part they don't talk about. Oh, yeah, it'll be a health pass. It could also be a jail sentence for you as well. And that's why they're rolling this thing out so quickly. But then you had, as I pointed out, this is I played it last week, but it came out about September the 9th or 10th. Boris Johnson suddenly discovered that, hey, we could test everybody on a regular basis and make that a, condition of them going about their daily business. How about that? Here he is discovering what I told you 6 months earlier, video clip number two.
The world we want to move to as fast as possible is a world in which we can take, everybody can take enabling tests at the beginning of
enabling
the day.
Enabling tests.
An antigen test to identify whether or not we have the virus or not, like a pregnancy test within 15 minutes or so that we whether we're able to live our lives as normally as possible. That's the vision that the health secretary and others have been sketching out over the last few days. That's where we intend to get to. In the meantime, NHS Test and Trace is doing a heroic job, and today I can tell him that most people get an in-person test result within 24 hours, and the median journey is actually under 10 miles if you have to take a journey to get one.
Oh, there you go. Right there, by Bombastic Johnson. Bojo, as we like to call him. Let me tell you some of the other things I just had to say now. After all we've been through, isn't it enough to go back to normal? We've lost too much. These things just don't come and go. They can be the trigger for economic and societal change. Well, the RT author who wrote this op-ed piece saying, well, I think the conspiracy theorists are right all along. He said, when I heard Johnson utter those words, I thought, where have I heard this stuff before? Well, the answer is in the book. COVID-19, The Great Reset, by Klaus Schwab, executive chairman of the World Economic Forum. These are the people who run Davos every year. They too, like Johnson, invoked the Second World War as a trigger for fundamental changes, not only to the global order and global economy, but to society and the way that human beings interact with each other. Like Johnson, they don't want to return to normal. Quote, many of us are pondering when things will return to normal. The short response is never, never. So where is all this heading? Well, if you want to do it, you can read Schwab's The Great Reset or his earlier The Fourth Industrial Revolution. But as this author for RT says, don't do it late at night because it'll give you nightmares. Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100+ years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body. The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the
forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we're given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell to track everything we do is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. We're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
You know, when I read this, the guy says, well, if you want to know where these guys are headed, read Schwab's Great Reset or his earlier book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution, but don't do it late at night because it'll give you nightmares. I don't have to read those books. I know where they've been going a long time. And I did have nightmares about it. I woke up Saturday night and told my wife about it. I could not get back to sleep. And I was thinking back to the only other time I was in the hospital before my heart attack, when I was about 5 years old. I got some bad food at a fast food restaurant. They eventually figured out, but they misdiagnosed it as ptomaine poisoning. And it was ptomaine poisoning is what it was. They misdiagnosed it as something like some kind of meningitis that was extremely serious. And they wouldn't let my parents in to see me, wouldn't let my mom in to see me. Completely isolated. I got the full COVID-19 treatment way back in the 1950s. And the only person who was allowed in to see me was the preacher. He didn't have a title, didn't call himself pastor, nothing. No degree, no title, no jet airplane, no giant church, no big house, fancy car, nothing like that. He was not afraid. The doctors were afraid. He was not afraid. You know, when I look at this situation we have today, I'm reminded of the quote that begins True Grit from the Bible. The wicked flee when no one pursues. Boy, do we see that today? I look around me and I see everybody fleeing a virus, a pandemic that doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. Even their own numbers can't support it. But they flee. They're afraid. They're afraid of death. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. Not righteous in their own works, righteous because of what Christ did. There's a difference between self-righteous arrogance and understanding you're forgiven. So he wasn't afraid. And he came in to talk to me. I thought about that. Thought about that a lot. What is it that is going to get us out of this? It's going to be fearlessness. Who is fearless? The righteous. We have a righteous cause. The law is on our side. These people are trying to destroy humanity. They're trying to isolate us. Control every aspect of our life. We are on the right side. We should not be afraid of this. We should not be kowtowing to this. This is why I get so angry when I see these kowtowing commercials from Trump, bowing to the pharmaceutical companies, bowing to Fauci, showing pictures of people with masks on that don't work. and saying, don't be afraid because of your mask. No, no, no. No, no, no. That is a shaky foundation, and we're coming up to a time when there's going to be a great shaking. The things that will remain will be the things that cannot be shaken. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
Truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're just looking at Boris Johnson because he unabashedly and bombastically embraces the Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, the Fourth Turning, which is what this Fourth Turning is going to be about. And as this article on RT points out, great article, by the way, Boris Johnson announces Britain's Great Reset. Were the COVID conspiracy theorists right all along? He said, Schwab's elitist Davos man utopia, and again, Schwab is the guy who wrote the books, The Great Reset, and the one before that, The Fourth Industrial Revolution, essentially being paraphrased now, by Bojo. Schwab's elitist Davos man utopia is a transhuman, socially distanced, utterly soulless dystopia for the rest of us. Think of the most terrifying sci-fi film you've ever watched, and it still doesn't go anywhere near it. The worst thing is that it is sold to us as some kind of a progressive vision. Johnson, in his speech yesterday, showed that he's fully signed up as a great resetter. And this writer says, for me, it was the most chilling oration ever made by any British prime minister at a party conference. The man who justified a national lockdown in March on a purely temporary 3-week basis to, quote, flatten the curve and to protect the NHS. See, this is what all these liars at the top were telling us. Boris Johnson, Fauci, Trump, the governors at every level. Let me tell you the difference between a Republican governor and a Democrat governor during the Great Reset lockdown. Abbott is a perfect example. Watched him very closely, having lived here in Texas. You know, Abbott doesn't lock things down. He always, you know, well, if Cuomo's going to lock it down 100%, he'll lock it, you know, we've got 0% openings. Well, he'll do 25%. You can open up by 25%. And as Cuomo lifts it up, you know, he always stays a little bit ahead of him. He doesn't do that just to show that he's better than Cuomo. He's doing it because it's all about how much you will put up with. See, the people in Texas won't put up with quite the amount of tyranny that the people in New York will. And he knows that. When he shut down everything in Texas, Abbott realized that he'd made a mistake because he'd shut down churches. And so he comes back and he carves that back. All right, you can open up a little bit. You got to wear masks. You got to go meet outside or in the parking lots or whatever, but I'll still let you meet, unlike Cuomo. And then as you have 100,000 businesses nationwide going out of business, many of them here in Texas, all right, I'll let you open up by 75%. And again, anybody who's ever been in a business, and we were in a business that was like that, if you're in a business where almost all your business, like it is in the restaurant business, like it was in the video rental business that we were in, almost all your business is done in the evenings and on Friday and Saturday night. And so if you're going to limit people to 75% peak capacity, that means that they've just taken essentially a 25% hit. And I don't know, maybe Abbott knows, or maybe he doesn't even care. Having been a lawyer, he's never run a business, but a small business doesn't operate on such large profit margins that you can take a 25% hit and survive for an extended period of time. And that's why they're doing this. And that's why Abbott's gracious and magnanimous allowance of 75% doesn't make any difference. It's the same thing that Cuomo is doing. But I think the perfect example of Abbott and how he carves back stuff as he shut down all the different haircutting salons and so forth. And Shelley Luther said, I'm a single mom. I've got to do this for my family. I've got a business and I've worked for a number of years to invest my time and my money in this. I'm not just going to watch it go down the drain. So she opened up and he had Clay Jenkins, who didn't care about Ebola when it came to town 6-7 years ago. Told everybody, we got thousands of doctors and nurses. We got hospitals all over. Go ahead, go to the Houston-Dallas football game. Don't let this Ebola thing stop you. 80% of the people die. But he came after Shelley Luther. He wanted to lock her up, $5,000 fine, all this other kind of stuff. And when that happened, Abbott comes back. Let her go. Now, the rest of you people, you're going to get, if you don't complain, you're going to get the chains. But she complained. And so he, let her go. But not the rest of you slaves. If you're stupid enough to go along with this and not complain about it, you get what you deserve. And you really do. We really do. We're getting what we do. We're getting the government that we deserve because we've told them, just be benevolent dictators. Keep me safe. Please do it. To her credit, she's now running for office and in a special election. She tied an establishment Republican who's been a four-term state senator. And so they have a runoff election coming. But, that's the difference, folks, between the Republicans and Democrats. I mean, there's been a few Republican governors that have been good. Noem in South Dakota has been solid on this. DeSantis has pulled back, but of course, it's at the local level, even if the governor is there. See, the problem is that your liberties can be stolen at any level. They can also be defended at any level. There's just not a lot of people out there willing to defend your liberties. There's people all over the place in the government at every level and the bureaucracy that are willing to take your liberties. Going back to Bojo, because he's a good example of what is happening globally. The man who justified the national lockdown in March on a purely temporary 3-week basis to flatten the curve and protect the NHS is now saying that, and said we'd have significant normality by November, now tells us we've been through too much frustration, hardship to settle for the status quo ante. We are resolving not to go back to 2019. Oh, really? We are? You are resolving? Well, guess what, Bojo? We are resolving that we will go back. You're the one that needs to go back to wherever you came from. Go back to Davos or to Bilderberg or a living room of Henry Kissinger, wherever you came from, Bill Gates's parlor. For Johnson, using the globalist phrase, build back better. This is the time to launch Britain on the fourth industrial revolution. He goes on to, this is Boris Johnson now. From internet shopping to working from home, it looks as though COVID has massively accelerated changes in the world of work as old jobs are lost and new ones are created. The COVID crisis is a catalyst for change. See, I told you where this change was coming from. I told you where the change was going. I told you it was the plan by 2030. Now they're crashing us into it pretty early. And by 2035, of course, it's going to be by 2030. They're saying by 2035. No, it's going to be 2030. Microsoft's partner, as I reported on Friday, Citrix. I've got an article up at roundtablereport.com. If you don't have time to watch the video, read the summary article at roundtablereport.com. Citrix, a partner of Microsoft, has said that by 2035, you're going to have a significant labor advantage if you are biochipped. Why is that necessary when you're working from home? Because this is the plan. The plan of inventory and control. The plan of Bill Gates, who, you know, right now, ID 2020, he wants everybody identified. He wants a global ID, and he's going to get that. And by 2030, he wants everyone everywhere at every age. That's the slogan for IA 2030, Immunization Agenda 2030. It's his organization, folks. I'm not making this up. He's got an agenda. He's got a plan. Everybody vaccinated with everything. That's the plan that's being implemented right now by the Trump White House. The military industrial complex, Trump White House. Working from home is here to stay with gigabit broadband. That's another thing that President Trump loved. 5G, gotta have the 5G. Oh, it's huge. It's great. Gotta have it, right? Gotta have it. It's gonna let them control everything that you do. That's not even debatable. They may try to push back on the health claims. I think it's a health threat as well. I've said that many times. There's no question about the control. We'll be right back.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. But most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site. The exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we become stronger. With Band.video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
See where this is headed as it's ramping up again. No surprise that Cuomo's war against Jews and Christians in New York City continues unabated. As a matter of fact, though, we've now had a U.S. District Judge, Eric Committee. How about that? That's what we have. The Soviets are running us now. We've even got a judge named Committee. And so what happened was you had some Catholic groups say that the order was that was aimed at combating outbreaks amongst Orthodox Jewish communities said it would be problematic if different religious groups are subject to different restrictions. And so he said, yeah, you know, I'm going to make all of you equal in slavery. You don't get equal rights, you get equal slavery. You know, it wouldn't be fair if I were to allow the Catholic churches to meet, even though there's so few Catholics, so we can't make a case that they're going to spread anything, right? So few that would show up. You got a large group of Hasidic Jews and Orthodox Jews that are going to show up. So yeah, I can make a case. Well, with a lot of people, that means death everywhere, right? Except it doesn't. It doesn't. Had a lot of churches in other areas of the country where there still are churches, meeting by the thousands every week. Nobody getting sick. So that's what they can't stand. They can't stand you exposing their lies by living your life normally. That's why they can't handle that. And so you have U.S. District Judge Eric Committee of the Eastern District of New York on Friday denied the Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn's request to open its churches in state-designated COVID-19 red zones for attendance by more than 10 people at a Sunday Mass. And this is the second federal judge to uphold Cuomo's executive order. There you go. It's total. It's immediate. It can't be appealed. It can't be amended. And there's no end to it. And it applies to everybody right now, right now. That's the way we're being ruled now, everywhere in the West. Western democratic republics are gone. This is why I say the election is a total farce. A total farce. We don't even get executive orders that are significantly different in most of these cases. As I said, there's maybe only one or two governors that are Republicans that haven't played this game. Most Republican governors have played this game. You got DeWine out there, DeWining about this and whining about that, whining about masks, threatening people. In Ohio, he's a Republican. You got Brad Little in Idaho. You got Greg Abbott here in Texas. And so you've got Catholics and Jews are suing Cuomo in New York. Two separate federal lawsuits over restrictions on attendance of religious services that they say violate their constitutional rights. And see, what this judge is saying is essentially what Amy Barrett, you know, this person who's going to save us from the Democrats and save us from the tyranny of the Supreme Court, Amy Barrett, her confirmation hearing begins today. Our new savior, Barrett, in September, was part of a three-judge decision, unanimous decision, Now, she didn't write the decision, but she signed on to it. Basically, the Republican Party was saying, you know, we have First Amendment rights here. And we need to be able to meet, you know, if churches can meet in this one jurisdiction here and they can get together and have 100 people, whatever the arbitrary limits were. We should be able to do that, too. And Barrett and the other two judges said, well, we're not going to put restrictions. So they didn't look at this and say, well, yeah, we'll give you equal protection. We're not going to put restrictions on the churches. It won't help you if we make them more restricted. But we're not going to open things up for you. And that's basically what this judge said to the Catholics. He said, we're not going to, we're going to give you the same restrictions we give the Jews. How about that? Catholics and Jews, you both have no free expression of practice of religion. We'll just take it from everybody. How's that? Equal protection. See, that's why it's very important. When I had Tony Spell on last week, he said the court, the case that they're arguing is not one of equal protection. Because they can make all of us equal in slavery. We're saying we have specific protected rights, which is what the Republicans should have said in that case with Barrett. Not that it would have made any difference to her, I think. But they should have said, we're specifically protected to get together for speech. We have specific protections in the Constitution that these judges swore to uphold, that they're supposed to be judging all these laws in terms of. We have specific protections about the free exercise of religion. And I don't care if you, I'm not arguing that I should be open because a casino is open. There's nothing in the Constitution that says a casino has a right to be open. There is something in the Constitution that says we have the right to do politics, we have the right to do religion or whatever, and you can't stop that. And that's the basis for this. That's why that lawsuit needs to go forward. By the way, we need to get Roy Moore. He's taking the lead on that. He always gets to the essence of the issue. We need to get him on to talk about that, Travis, not just Tony Spell. We need to talk to him about the legal aspects of that. But anyway, what are we looking at here in New York? The governor's new cluster action initiative. Yeah, I would call it a cluster, but I wouldn't call it an action. I would call it a cluster F initiative. Is completely arbitrary. And it's an astounding abuse of power, says a special counsel to the Thomas More Society. Just when we thought it couldn't get any worse, he said. It is a blatant violation of our client's right to the free exercise of religion under the First Amendment, including their right to be free from such explicit and brazen religious discrimination. The firm, the Thomas More Society, is representing two Catholic priests, two Catholic school students, and four Orthodox Jews in a lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of New York. And unfortunately, it's going to be heard by the same judge. See, that's why we have to get rid of judicial supremacy, not lean on it as if it was going to be our savior. Barrett isn't going to save us from anything. What's going to save us is to cut off the feral government, the government that has become predatory, not protective. We have certain inalienable rights from our Creator God. Governments are instituted to protect those rights. And when the government becomes feral, when it destroys those rights, it is our right and our duty to alter or to abolish that government. And that means the Supreme Court as well, the entire judicial system. We do not appeal to them for our rights. Our rights do not come from judges. Our rights don't come from the Constitution. The Constitution is there to tell these unfaithful, oath-breaking bureaucrats what they can and cannot do. And when they do not obey the Constitution, they have no authority. They are the rebels. They are the anarchists. If this latest executive order stands, they said, this religious community in New York will be denied its most fundamental right, the free exercise of religion, for no legitimate reason whatsoever. The church's attempt to obtain a temporary restraining order against the state was rebuffed by Judge Eric Committee. Yeah, it's all going to be rebuffed by him. When are we going to rebuff these judges? We'll be right back.
There are all
almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering the real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs, like band.video, and the now redesigned InfoWars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now. Because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
In fiction, supervillains are known as supervillains because they have gigantic, huge, global plans that are incredibly well thought out and incredibly complex. And if I'd have told you a year ago, back in October of 2019, that a powerful billionaire who controls the UN would roll out a global hysteria and lock down the planet, starve millions of people, and would be pushing a forced inoculation to even be able to leave your houses, and that this same billionaire would say we're all going to work from home now, and that this was good to lower the carbon footprint and the human population. You tell me that's crazy. You tell me that's a dystopia. You tell me that's some type of science fiction comic book. But in reality, it really did happen. His name is Bill Gates, and he's the head of a major eugenics consortium that his father and mother set up more than 60 years ago. And we're living in this world Bill Gates has built. Until we start saying no, we are Bill Gates' property. It's time to expose Bill Gates. You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I've pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins. Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Yeah, as we have the judge in New York slapping down Catholics and Jews, saying, no, you're going to do what Newsom said, or Cuomo said. In D.C., you have a different judge coming up with a different opinion, because, you know, it's all just whatever they feel like. I mean, we're just being ruled
by the whims of judges and bureaucrats everywhere. And this one, there's a case there. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and was sued by the Capitol Hill Baptist Church in September. The church said meeting in person as one congregation is a deeply held conviction for which there is no substitute. Our simple desire is to have a community and one that meets together safely. Our church has applied for multiple waivers to the policy, but the district officials refused to provide us with a waiver beyond 100 persons as part of a mass gathering. On Friday, U.S. District Court Judge Trevor McFadden sided with the church and wrote, "The court determines that the church is likely to succeed in proving that the district's actions violate RFRA, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, passed in 1993, governing D.C. and other federal districts. The district's current restrictions substantially burden the church's exercise of religion." Now, let me add something to this. The judge came to the right decision, but for entirely the wrong reason. Their rights are not protected by the RFRA passed in 1993. Their rights are protected by the Constitution. Why is it that we have judges who refuse to refer to the Constitution? Because they know something that you don't. They know that they don't base government on the Constitution anymore. Do you understand that? Do you understand that by now? I talk about the Constitution all the time. It's a great template for the government that we're going to put back in place here in America. And it also shows you that these people have no authority for what they do. They don't even appeal to the Constitution they swore to uphold in their judicial decisions. They go back to a 1993 law. That doesn't protect churches. The Constitution that they swore to, the fundamental, foundational law of the land, protects them. That same document that protects you from unreasonable searches by the TSA. The same document that protects you from having your property taken under the so-called war on drugs, the UN war on drugs, without being found guilty, without even being charged with a crime. That Constitution, the one that Scalia, this guy that everybody, oh, Scalia, he goes according to the text. I can't say it. You know what I'm talking about here. Total BS. Scalia never had a problem with the TSA. He never had a problem with any of the Patriot Act. He was, go for it, guys. All the way up till he got a pillow over his head. Never cared about it. Never cared about it. Mr. Constitution himself. The judge goes on to say, the District of Columbia has failed to offer evidence showing that it has a compelling interest in preventing the church from meeting outdoors with appropriate precautions. Let me tell you something. The district could never offer compelling evidence to overthrow the Constitution. The First Amendment doesn't say anything about the free exercise of religion or free speech or protests being constrained when the government has a compelling interest. That isn't there. That's being put in by judges. Or that its prohibition is in the least restrictive means to achieve its interest. See, this is not something that is there for you to weigh. Well, on this side, we've got this, and on this side, no. No discussion about this. You're not weighing our liberties against your need to keep us safe. You're not weighing our religious freedom and our liberties against some so-called expert's pronouncement. There isn't any counterbalance. There isn't any discussion to be had here. The sooner we realize this as a people, the sooner we'll be free. And not until that point in time. When we continue to beg these political appointees for our God-given rights, we will continue to be on our knees as slaves. Live your life. And when they come to lock you up, call the people out. Like they did with Shelley Luther. Use jury nullification. Demand that you get a trial. And use jury nullification to shut these people down. That's why they got rid of jury nullification a long time ago. Use state nullification if you're an elected official. But we don't have any elected officials who will do that. But you can do that with the sheriff. You can do it with local officials. Nullify them. Nullify their dictates, their executive orders. Speaking of which, I had a listener send this to me. By the way, you want to send me stuff? David Knight Show. David Knight Show at protonmail.com. This is the California Department of Public Health, our new edict. You know, this is like the Magna Carta now. You know, they're rewriting the terms of our lives on a daily basis. They do it instantaneously. There is no scrutiny. There is no notice. There is no debate. There's no amendment. There's no limits on what they can do. And there's no end to it. And it is binding on everyone everywhere all the time. And so this is the latest pronouncement, October the 9th, to all Californians. Subject, guidance for private gatherings. This is the California Department of Public Health. But, of course, President Trump's given the CDC the ability to tell landlords when they can and cannot kick people out of their homes. And look, I'm not for kicking people out of their homes. I'm for letting people go back to work. I'm for stopping the government from bankrupting businesses and creating unemployment. See, they create the problem and they say, oh, but we're your savior. Now we're going to let the CDC set the terms. Except CDC doesn't say anything about the landlords who are going to have their property taken. Many of them individuals, 45% of them individuals, who will have their property taken by the banks. Why is that? Why are they not protecting them from having their property taken by the banks? Would it be that the banks have some undue influence with the government? So it wasn't for nothing that you had Gary Cohen given a $250 million or something like that golden parachute from Goldman Sachs to join the Trump administration. But back to California. Gatherings that include more than three households are prohibited, and they've got a long list of mandatory requirements for all gatherings. But we get to number seven here. Rules for singing, chanting, and shouting at outdoor gatherings. Now, who could this be talking about? Chanting? They have a lot of Buddhist Democrats. Is that what they imagine people do at church? They chant? Their only exposure to church is probably watching Monty Python, Holy Grail or something. Singing, chanting, shouting, and physical exertion significantly increase the risk of the novel. Because of this, singing, chanting, and shouting are strongly discouraged. But if they occur, the following rules and recommendations apply. A, all people who are singing or chanting should wear a face covering at all times while singing or chanting, including anyone who is leading a song or a chant. Two, people who are singing, shouting, chanting must keep 6-foot distance. And the third one here, people who are singing or chanting are strongly encouraged to do so quietly in a normal speaking voice. Instrumental music is allowed. Isn't that nice? The public health is telling people, if you're going to get together and say, who are they talking about? They're talking about churches. And this is in California. This is Newsom's order. Who's he focusing on? He's focusing on John MacArthur, a pastor who's 89 years old, who, like the guy I was talking about at the top, he still goes around and visits people in the hospital who are sick. He's 89 years old. He's not worried about this. They want to shut this down. Why? Because they get together and they sing. They don't chant. They sing loudly. They do it without any social distancing. They do it without any masks. And they do it without any illness. And that shows more than anything the lie of this. Instrumental music is allowed as long as the musicians maintain 6-foot distancing, and they must be from one of three households. Playing of wind instruments is strongly discouraged. I strongly discourage you from paying any attention to these public health dictators.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are very, very honest about their planetary goals. They want private corporate governance above nation states, above religious institutions, above the family. They want total corporate power. There was a great film back in the early 1970s called Rollerball with James Caan. It's based on a novel set in the year 2020. And in the book, you have mega corporations that control the planet. There are no longer nation states. There are only cities that are the capitals of the corporations. If you actually read what the Demos Group and the CFR, Trilateral Commission, say in the year 2020, that is their end game. That is their goal. So we're talking about a Hunger Games type scenario here, run by very, very, very ruthless people that see us as chattel. And they're using COVID-19 as their takeover strategy and Communist China as their model. We must reject it now.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time and you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that link.
Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings we're given and all just the common sense that even if we believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell, to track everything we do, is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. And we're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
From the beginning, from before the beginning, we told you where this was going. Yeah, it was predestined as a piece of tyranny, this whole dystopian novel that we see here. Folks, I've got a couple of things that were sent to me internationally, and a couple of pieces of email here that I want to read to you that I think are interesting, because this is a global plan. This is happening to everybody. In every country, we have the traitorous Quislings of the New World Order attacking their own people. This is what the current fourth turning is about, the fourth industrial revolution. It's being put in place by people who've been put in place in power so that they could ignore the laws, the rights, the protections, the democratic republics that we've established in Western civilization. And let me tell you, as annoying, as gut-wrenching, and as much as it makes me angry to watch these people tearing down statues, I see our leaders burning down and looting businesses. I see them tearing down the statutes of the Constitution and these other foundations of our society, doing it in the name of safety for our own good. And it's being done everywhere in every country by every party. So we're going to talk about what this looks like in some other countries as well, because it's being rolled out worldwide. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? I mean, when you see that exactly the same policies are being put in place everywhere, even as they're telling us, well, you know, this lockdown thing doesn't work. Well, they're not about to pull back on this. They are pivoting to something else. So you better prepare. And by the way, we have a great way for you to do it right now. We still have at preparewithalex.com. We've got some specials with My Patriot Supply. We have the Alexa Pure Breeze, the True HEPA air purifier. That is a big discount right now, $130 off there, as well as the Ultimate Breakfast Kit and the 4-week emergency food supply. You can save $100 off that 4-week emergency food supply, the breakfast kit. So I was pointing out before, it's got 140 meals in it. Each of the meals has a lot of different things. It's got orange juice, scrambled eggs, pancakes, dried strawberries, oatmeal, whey milk, a whole bunch of things in that. And they're only 60 cents. You got 140 breakfasts there. Only 60 cents. It's cheaper than eating McDonald's, and it's not synthetic food. McDonald's has had their best quarter ever as all the restaurants are shut down. You don't have to eat artificial food. You can prepare and you can lock in a good price right now at preparewithalex.com. And also we have at infowarsstore.com the other products that support this this broadcast here. We have 60% off plus triple Patriot points to get you discounts in the future and free shipping on many of our most popular products. We have BrainForce Plus, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. The same thing with Knockout, with TurboForce, with Ultimate Krill Oil. All of those, 50% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points. We have 60% off, free shipping, and triple Patriot points for the 8-pack Power Stack and many other specials. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate and need your support. And we do thank you very much for your support during the Money Bomb. For sponsorship in that. Let me read you a couple of things that were sent to me. If you want to send me correspondence or comments about articles, and I've got a whole bunch of them here that I want to get through, but you can send that to David Knight Show, davidknightshow@protonmail.com. Here's one from, it says, from a Scottish person stuck in Spain. No name given. Here's a hypothetical scenario to throw out to your listeners. Let's say that you're a parent with a child, and he says, I'm a medic, and we live close to each other. Before this event, we would say hello, we'd have common courtesies, but now, you cross the street when you see me coming without a mask. You don't talk. You avoid me as if I'm dirty, sick, infected with something. You've convinced your children of this also. One day, I'm passing you, and you and your children scurry to the other side of the street, pull your masks up, and you look down. All of a sudden, your daughter drops down to the ground. She can't breathe. She's in a lot of distress. You, the mother, panic. Scream out for help. You know I'm a medic, and now you call to me for help, when only seconds ago you treated me as a sick leper, and you didn't care if I lived or died. Now, without knowing if your daughter has the fake virus, you want me to put my life at risk and carry out CPR. Now you recognize me as a human being, a member of your community, as you did months ago. Question. What do you expect me to do? Question, what should I do? Key point here is that every year before this virus, people saved each other on the street every day, back helping each other, carrying out basic first aid. But now we've been scared into turning away and letting our fellow man die because of a lie. So think about this. It could happen to you or a member of your family at any moment. Say no, stop the mask. Is this a good enough reason? And he says, oh, by the way, in Spain, the government is in turmoil, overturning lockdown decisions within hours. The Spanish are starting to fight back, but many of them have become 100% brainwashed. Here's another example of the 100% brainwashing. This is coming out of Australia. Victoria police were called to an address in the Melbourne suburb of Bitley in the early hours of Saturday, reports Nine News in Melbourne. Authorities sprung around 20 guests attending a birthday party with no mask or social distancing in place. Imagine this. How heinous is this? Did you ever think 6 months ago that you would have military, drug war style SWAT team assaults on people because they're having a birthday party? This is beyond anything that was imagined, even by the over-the-top parody of Brazil, Terry Gilliam's parody of 1984, back in 1984. I mean, this is way beyond that satire. This is how insane this has all become. So they do a raid of a birthday party of about 20 people. Multiple people fled the party by climbing onto the roofs of nearby properties. However, four attendees were discovered hiding on one roof, and they were fined. In total, 13 people were fined $1,652 each for the party. Don't even have a round number. This is insane. Absolutely insane what is happening. You know, we had, and I didn't report it last week, had it on my desk, I just didn't get to it. Governor Newsom in California, on October the 3rd, he tweeted out, "Don't forget to wear your mask between bites at a restaurant. Do your part, keep those around you healthy." No, take a bite and you put your mask back on while you're chewing, right? He tweeted that out. I mean, this is not satire. This is Newsom. It's so hard to tell the difference. So Babylon Bee has to go one step further. California mandates all food must be consumed through an IV to ensure that masks are never removed. In order to save lives and also because of science, Governor Newsom announced today that all restaurant food consumed in the state must come from an IV bag or a feeding tube. Quote, according to the Babylon Bee. By the way, those who of you who are listening from the Daily Beast, this is a satire, clearly labeled as such. So when you try to get me kicked off of Twitter again for putting this out as fake news, it's not that far off of what Newsom is actually saying. Here's the Babylon Bee satire. Quote, "Unlike some people who hate science and want people to die, we here in California love science and don't want people to die," said Newsom. "The most effective way in the world to prevent death is to wear a cloth on your face and never take it off, even when eating. And this highly highly scientific new mandate will help Californians enjoy their food without ever removing their masks. Those who are looking for just a light snack will be able to insert a catheter directly into their veins and get continuous drip of nutritional fluid. For those looking for a heartier meal, like steak and potatoes, restaurants will now be required to put the entire meal in a blender and push it through a surgically installed feeding tube directly into the diner's stomach. We believe this is a modest and reasonable measure, and we must all take it to ensure that masks stay on and nobody ever dies again," said the California Health Secretary. "Plus, it's totally scientific," which, of course, is the most important thing here. Yeah, and so we're going to be locking down the world again based on a test that can't measure the quantity of what it's testing. I mentioned that Friday. I want you to think about that. We have a surge in cases. The only thing that they can measure is the number of false positives. They can't measure the virus. The Abbott lab test is not quantitative. The PCR test is not quantitative. Oh, and they were never able to isolate and send that out to the CDC. "We don't have any virus to send you to take a look at." Look at that. We'll be right back.
The future isn't coming. It's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats, and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown, is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Coming up in the next segment, this is a short segment. I just want to finish up and do an appendix, not an appendix, but an add-on to what I was talking about last week in terms of confiscation of currency. But in the next segment after this one, I'm going to talk about DARPA's espresso machine for COVID-19. Yeah, they've got a little lockdown in a box. But I'm also going to talk about the CIA's connection to this as well. So when we look at DARPA and the CIA behind all this stuff, is it any surprise that it's looking the way that it is? Is it any surprise that they are corralling us into a situation where they feel that they are justified? As a matter of fact, it is demanded that they track us everywhere for our own safety, of course. Just like, you know, Patriot Act, 9/11, for our safety. But first, let's take a look at the cashless society. Zero Hedge has an article here. Coronavirus survives on banknotes for up to 4 weeks, says a study. A study finds. It's scientific, of course. Cash usage plunges. And this is a story that came out of Bloomberg. And it says, the Bank of Japan has now joined the Fed and the European Central Bank and launching a pilot program to explore the use of a digital currency inspired by Bitcoin and its many rivals. Imagine that. Do you mean that there's like a one world currency that's being contemplated here? Yeah. We got the Bank of Japan, the European Central Bank, the Federal Reserve. All of them are talking about how they can come together with a digital currency. Isn't that interesting? Just one day later, after they all got together and put their heads together, you know, this is just a response, of course, to the dangerous threat of COVID and its existence on paper currency. It was never anything that they'd planned. I've only been talking about it for years. But, you know, just like Boris Johnson, it just occurred to us a couple of days ago that we could do like a daily test to give people permission to travel and do their lives. And so now we're back to this. And so now, you know, the banks have also now just discovered a new purpose. It just happened. It wasn't anything they planned. It was just, you know, the novel. Just one day later, Bloomberg revived concerns about paper money contributing to the spread of COVID-19 by publicizing the findings from a new study suggesting that the novel can persist on banknotes and coins for weeks. So it's just the coins and stuff. And this is the amazing thing. I was absolutely incredulous when I saw that Zero Hedge gave it credibility. I was like, are you kidding me? They said, well, this was conducted by Australia's top biosecurity laboratory. And the research was backed by the Australian Department of Defense. What was I saying about the Five Eyes? Oh, so, you know, we've got some propaganda that's coming out here by the Australian military industrial complex, allied with the U.S. military industrial complex. The people who are going to be distributing our vaccines, you know, in the U.K. and in America is going to be distributed by the military. And they've got the, you know, they're rapidly building these vaccination places, and they're putting the contact tracing, all that stuff in. I mean, just a coincidence that they were talking about ways that they could follow us and ways that they could put us, you know, in indefinite detention by the military. By the military. Nothing to worry about, said Obama. I'm not going to do it. That's right. It'll be the next guy that does it to you. Or maybe the one after Trump. But they got it all set up here. Oh, yes, it's very impressive. This is Australia's top biosecurity lab. So it must be true, of course, right? Because we're going to argue from authority, not from science. All right, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about martial law. We'll talk about the new world government currency that's being ushered in here. Never forget, the money is at the basis of all of this. We'll be right back.
Computer research scientists, engineers working with attorneys have conclusively proven and put out detailed reports at Tablet Magazine documenting what any trained eye could already see as plain as day. Communist Chinese working in tandem with the United Nations and the Democratic Party in the United States, as well as the media, put out fake videos and total hysteria to make it look like Day of the Dead, end of the world in China earlier this year. Then the UN put out standardized rules designed to keep the West locked down when China reopened within 3 months. This is the greatest strategic coup ever. This is 21st century warfare being carried out through psychological means for the ultimate psyop. Paul Joseph Watson has written about it at InfoWars.com. Myself, Alex Jones, David Knight, Owen Schroer are covering this heavily. This is the way to bring down the globalists, is exposing how Communist China and the UN were behind the hysteria.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Did you know that the most dangerous activity that you can be involved in, according to NPR and a study, the most dangerous thing you can be involved in is, of course, going to a church where you'd be singing. Or, as they put it in California, chanting. I don't know that the New Age religions are bothering to meet during this. So, you know, do not even play a wind instrument. Because, you know, the windbags in the state capitals don't like any competition. By the way, I wonder if a bagpipe would be okay. I mean, it's not directly going out. It's stored up in that bladder, you know. But I don't know. I don't know too many churches that use bagpipes. So I guess they don't have a problem with bagpipes. No. It seems to be that, you know, only churches can spread COVID, the novel. And it appears that only paper money and coins can spread it by the touch, according to a study done by the Australian Department of Defense. And so they list in this story from Zero Hedge, they show various things that they had tested. And they said, well, you know, we have stainless steel. And we found that the virus is extremely robust and can survive. Now, you know, we're talking about survival. This is not anything that's alive. It's fragments of RNA. That's what a virus is. And, you know, we had the German scientist who said he went to a family of four, and he said he went around, he measured everything. He said, I couldn't find anything anywhere. Remember that months and months and months ago? When they were getting it, they had everybody was very much afraid, you know, I don't want to touch when I go to get gasoline. I don't want to touch the pump or anything. I got to have gloves and all this other kind of stuff, you know, total OCD routine, obsessive compulsive behavior. Don't touch it. Wash, wash, wash. You just pour some gasoline on your hands there. Just give yourself a squirt and then put it in there and then put it back, right? Problem solved. No, and then after that, they came out and they said, no, it can't live on surfaces. Now they're back to say that it can live on surfaces. See, this is science. I've told you, science is never settled except when they say that it's settled. They argue from authority. And so now they're saying, well, it can live for 5.96 days on stainless. That's how, 5.96. I mean, we're down to 0.96. And on a paper note, 9.13 days. So, you know, on stainless steel, it can only survive for about 6 days, but it can survive for 9 days on a paper note, which is more than anything else. You know, on glass, on cotton, on vinyl. Yeah, but on paper, oh, look at that. It lasts forever. And so I have a question. You know, I read you the report from the CDC back in July that John Rappaport put out, where they say, yeah, we don't have any samples of the virus that we can send in because we haven't been able to isolate it. We don't have any isolates. So it's like, how come you don't have any isolates? I mean, this is a pandemic. It's supposed to be everywhere. It's epidemic proportion everywhere. That's what a pandemic is. Epidemic means you got it all over the place here. Pandemic means it's all over the place everywhere. Why can't you find an isolate to ship to anybody? CDC doesn't have any that they can ship to. Don't have any isolates. Sorry. So how do they know that this can live on a surface or not? This must be a pretty rare unicorn to be able to. They say it's extremely robust. And of course we can believe this because this is the Australian Department of Defense. And these guys have been absolutely, totally reliable. They would never do anything, as we've seen, you know, as they go around like a bunch of jackbooted thugs out of a dystopian sci-fi novel, roughing up and arresting pregnant women because of a Facebook post or because they're sitting by themselves on the beach. So we can trust what these guys would say. Absolutely trust it. No, this is about making sure that people are afraid to use money again. We still have a coin shortage. And they're telling people, you know, you can believe it or not, I'm going to say that I believe it. There's going to be a, they know in a couple of months, there's going to be a shortage of paper currency. And now they continue to put out information all the time about how dirty your paper money is. Why? Because they want you on the digital system. You know, we had back June 30th, we had Sherrod Brown, Democrat of Ohio. And by the way, you know, they always put party and state, you know, the two state. So it says Sherrod Brown, and in parentheses, they put D-O-H, like Doe. This guy, the little Simpson puppet of his globalist masters, introduced on June the 30th, the Banking for All Act. Oh, that sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Banking for All. A digital dollar, a digital wallet. He defines a digital dollar as a digital ledger. And entries will be recorded as a liability by a federal bank and put into your digital wallet. That's all it is. It's just a digital ledger entry. You know, they don't have to physically print any of that dirty paper money, right? Because they want to make sure that you are totally in the system and they can pull the money out at any time that they want. They can charge you a negative interest rate, which means that they can just gradually drain your money out, or they can pull it all out at once, but then they can track everything that you do. And you will have no freedom if you are not a good little boy or girl. You know, when they say banking for all, that means banking for all the people who do everything they say, including taking your vaccine. Because you're going to need that even to work from home, according to Microsoft's partner, Citrix, last week, right? You'll have a significant labor advantage. You'll have a significant banking advantage if you do everything we say. Take the vaccine. You know, give us your tracking identification number, register yourself with us, let us watch it. Just like the Chinese social credit system. You do what we say, the whole world is your oyster. If you don't do what we say, said the Chinese, you won't move an inch. And that's the system that they're putting. That's what the digital cash is about. And as a writer listener to the show, sent me on David Knight's show at Proton Mail. So this is all about the central bank digital currency, also known as the World Government Universal Basic Income. And that's, you know, how we understand it. It will be tied to an IMF special drawing rights. This is prediction. Probably be backed by gold. So people have faith in the new currency after the other ones collapse. It'll be basically the SDR, special drawing rights from the IMF. Will probably be a basket of currencies that'll have connections to gold and And they'll keep it in the same denomination. They'll call it a pound, or they'll call it a peso, or they'll call it a dollar. But it'll just be a ledger entry at your central bank, and all the central banks will be uniting together as the old fiat paper currency disappears. Give the impression to the masses that nothing's really changed, but it's just gone digital. So they will ban cash and they'll ban coins. You know, these shortages of cash in the coming of paper, as well as the shortage of coins, is simply done by fiat. But they put out the cover stories through Bloomberg and others to tell you how filthy it is. So you don't want to touch it, right? Filthy lucre. You don't want any of that money. COVID-19 numbers game. That's right. That's what this is. Globalresearch.ca. Red zones, travel bans, quarantines, red lists. The second wave is coming. The fear campaign has gone into overdrive. Millions of people are lining up for COVID-19 tests. Drastic state measures are contemplated, including restrictions on social gatherings, marriages, funerals, the closing down of restaurants and bars, the outright paralysis of civil society. And what is the justification? The numbers game. That's right. Like I said before, you know, it's like cooties. I had the listener send that in and say, yeah, basically you're right. Cooties is what they call lice in the trenches, World War I. They also call them the arithmetic bug because they add to our problems. They subtract our pleasures. They divide the people and they multiply the government's power. And that is the way the numbers are played. It is Fauci's
arithmetic bug. Yeah, I got it right here.
Got the numbers, got cases. See, I got cases. We got cases here. See, nobody cares. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Stand back and stand by.
During our emergency election sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stand back and stand by.
During our Save America InfoWars Money Bomb sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off.
One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack power stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time and you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link.
Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
At March again, just remember that the World Health Organization said that we had to lock down the entire world. They declared a pandemic based on 18,000 so-called confirmed cases, for which there were no tests. We still don't have any reliable tests. Neither the PCR test, which is called the gold standard by the mainstream media. It's not a gold standard. It doesn't measure quantity. I mean, seriously, like I said before, what does it matter? If you've got this is science, seriously? In my car, I have a gas gauge. What if the gas gauge had no needle, if it's analog? Or what if it had, if it's digital, it had no readout? And, you know, it dies on the side of the road, and I call up Fauci, and he comes out, he takes a look at it, and he says, you're going to need a new motor here. I can tell it. You're going to need to have a new motor. So, well, it seemed like it ran out of gas. And he opens up the gas tank and he goes, no, look down here. See that? You can see a couple of drops down. You can smell it, right? You can smell it. So it smells like gas in there, right? So you it ain't out of gas. Your engine's busted. You need a new engine. Oh, okay. That's the snake oil that's being sold to us by this used car salesman. There he is in his mask. So on the basis, remember when this all started, March 11th, the WHO officially pronounced a worldwide pandemic at a time when there were 18,000 confirmed cases and 4,291 deaths out of a world population of 6.4 billion people outside of China. Think about that. If you just go with the number of confirmed cases, got cases here, we're talking about 0.00028%. In other words, put it another way, let's put it in an exponential factor because it's a little bit easier to understand. It's 2.8 times 10 to the minus 6. We're talking about something that's on the level of microns here. And 10 to the negative 6, that's how many zeros we've got there. And on the basis of that, that was just the cases. I mean, it's even less than that. If you look at it, it's about a fifth of that. If you look at the number of deaths that they alleged were part of that. But we locked down the entire world because of that. So what do we have going on? Well, we got in Berlin, we got anti-lockdown protesters yet again. But we see The virus cases are surging. We know it because we got tests here. You don't have a test of anything. If you can't measure the quantity, you don't have a test of anything. I mean, how many times do I have to say this? This is the insane idea that you've got a test that tells, when it doesn't measure the quantity. What kind of a test is that? It's a test of, it's a test of your insanity. That's what it is. It's a Rorschach's test. Hundreds of Melbourne doctors are calling for the immediate end to the harmful lockdown. So it's kind of interesting because we see that the World Health Organization, the World Bank, and doctors everywhere are saying the lockdown is wrong. The problem is that most of these organizations are now saying, well, but we still got this dangerous bug out there. Show me the bug. Show me the arithmetic bug. The current restrictions are unnecessary, disproportionate, must be lifted, said the letter. 500 medical experts wrote this to the dictator of Victoria, the state of Victoria in Australia, where Melbourne is located. The response to the virus will cause more deaths and result in more negative health effects than the virus itself. That's right. The doctors want the 5-kilometer rule lifted. That is 3 miles. 3 miles. You can't go beyond 3 miles of where you live or they'll arrest you. They also said the group's position is in line with the World Health Organization. So there you go. We'll appeal to their authority, not to science, not to common sense. No, we'll appeal to the World Health Organization now because that's what they're saying. There's been massive collateral damage in the mental health space due to the lockdowns, and the way you do public health is not to focus or to have a fixation on one condition to the exclusion of all others. That's right. Meanwhile, they have a new test. A new test in Australia there comes into force midnight over the weekend. Those who don't take it will have another 10 days of quarantine. This is the way this is going to roll out. They're going to mandate everybody to take this test. We've just had the White House fund 150 million tests, $750 million, nearly $1 billion to do this. We're talking about real money, folks. Real money that's going to be used to collapse our currency, if not to raise our taxes. Anyone deemed a close contact of a coronavirus case or a case themselves have been ordered to undertake the mandatory 14 days of quarantine will need to take another COVID test on day 11. And if they don't do the test after 10 days in isolation, they'll have to complete another further 10 days of quarantine. Where I saw this in New Zealand. You got to take the test. If you don't take the test, you're not going to get out. Remember the Prime Minister of New Zealand? The nanny? Oh, yeah. The testing is not mandatory as such. Well, they don't have to take the test. They're just not going to get out of jail if they don't take the test. But if that person chooses not to take the coronavirus test on day 11, their mandatory quarantine period will be extended another further 10 days. Workers permitted into Victoria for employment purposes will face a $5,000 fine if they don't act appropriately. If you are a business and you don't take, quote, all reasonable steps, you will face a $10,000 fine. And Dictator Andrews said on Sunday, it's now, quote, mathematically impossible for Melbourne to reach its goal. See, that's what happens when you get the arithmetic bug. The normal is mathematically impossible. They will continue to add to your problems, subtract your pleasures, divide the people, and multiply their power. What is happening in Canada? We have a clip when we come back. We don't have enough time to play it in this segment. We have a clip when we come back. This is a member of parliament asking about detention camps. You know, remember 2012, the Obama administration, last minute, you have to authorize the military, right? That is the primary function of our government, is to have a worldwide military. And we got to be able to fund, seven or eight wars simultaneously. You know, it's necessary to have somebody like Obama in place so Brennan and the people at the CIA can roll out their drone assassination program, even killing American citizens, technically American citizens, abroad without any due process or findings. Just order it. It's necessary. If you'd done that with a Republican, they might have had a problem. And so you have the Democrat put in the indefinite detention and the assassination programs abroad, and then the Republican will put in the vaccines and stuff, you know, because it's all for our safety, all of it. And it's all being run by the military. It's all being run by the CIA. I'm going to tell you about that when we come back. We got a guy in Canada asking some uncomfortable questions, and we'll show you their response. And then we'll tell you about the CIA-linked contractor. We'll tell you about DARPA. And before we end the program, I want to play for you some video from these guys that were allegedly plotting to kidnap Whitmer. And they're facing life in jail. Looks like to me this is something that was cooked up by the FBI yet again. Yet again. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There are almost no free independent media infrastructures in the United States, much less in the entire world. InfoWars is standalone with our own radio and TV satellite uplinks and hundreds of stations picking us up. Almost no one else has that, especially anybody covering the real issues of global populism, the right to self-defense, and exposing the anti-human globalist death agenda. That's why when we go out and shoot videos, they're at band.video. They're not allowed to be on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook. That's why it's so precious, because as censorship expands to everyone, which it is now, with AI monitoring, controlling what you can say and do, it's going to be the OACs, like band.video, and the now redesigned InfoWars.com that become more and more important, which they are. And the enemy is suing us, attacking us, hacking us, lying about us, sabotaging us, infiltrating us, trying to shut us down right now, because they're coming after everyone. So spread the word now.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The Bible talks about there being 10 kings of the earth that sit above the nation states and who give their power unto the one world leader, the Antichrist, and that he has a beast system that no one can buy nor sell unless he has that mark in the forehead or in the palm of their hand. And we look back on all the warnings you were given and all just the common sense that even if you believe in God or prophecy, giving governments and corporations the power to control who can buy and who can sell to track everything we do is not just a recipe, it's a blueprint for total enslavement. And now you look at Bill Gates, you look at Bloomberg and others who openly say, we're technocrats, we should decide how much salt you get, how much alcohol you get, how much red meat you get. We're technocrats, we know best. We're now going to set up the economy with a social score to totally control you. You snap your fingers, we're here. They're just rolling it out. And a lot of people are complying with it. It's insane. InfoWars is a archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we've become stronger. With band.video, redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure. It's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. Let's talk about indefinite detention by the military. Not here in the United States, of course, but our partners, our Five Eye partners. And in Canada, we have a Ontario Member of Parliament, Randy Hillier, asked some uncomfortable questions. And let's show you what happened with that. Let's play video clip number four.
In my supplemental question yesterday, I asked this government if the people of Ontario should prepare for internment camps. In September, the federal government posted a call for expressions of interest for contractors to supply, provide, and manage quarantine isolation camps throughout every province and every territory in Canada. These quarantine isolation camps, however, are not limited to people with COVID, but provide a wide latitude for many people to be detained. Surely this government is aware of the intentions to build these isolation camps from coast to coast. And my question to the Premier is, how many of these camps will be built, and how many people does this government expect to detain?
Question. Government House Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is very true that when people leave the country and when they come back in, that the province is suggesting, and the federal government, in cooperation with the federal government, we are suggesting that people isolate themselves. That has been a practice that has been very successful, not only here in the province of Ontario, but across Canada. And we will, of course, be redoubling our efforts to make sure that the people of the province of Ontario remain safe, Mr. Speaker. So if the member is referring to the fact that that one of the public health policies is that when you return from a jurisdiction outside of the province of Ontario or from another country, that you isolate yourself for 2 weeks, I would suggest that has been a good policy that has been working. In fact, this House has been doing the same thing since we came back. We are working in cohorts to make sure that the Legislative Assembly can continue to operate. That's why we have two separate cohorts, Mr. Speaker.
Response.
And with the cooperation of the official opposition, that is why all members of the Independents have been excluded from that cohort, because we want them to be able to participate in debate. So we'll continue to do everything in our power to make sure that this House continues, but that the people of the province of Ontario and Canada are kept safe.
Supplementary question.
Again, back to the Premier.
Safety.
Here's the RFP. And in the RFP, it uses clear language to express that these camps can be used for a broad spectrum of people, not limited to travelers. Indeed, it doesn't even mention international travelers. It's just a broad latitude of people. And I'll send over the copy of the RFP after. So your government must be in negotiations and aware of these plans to potentially detain and isolate citizens and residents of our country and our province. So, Speaker, to the Premier, where will these camps be built? How many people will be detained? And for what reasons?
Questions.
For what reasons can people be kept in these isolation camps? And I'd like to have the Premier assure the people of Ontario.
Member, take a seat.
He's asking for some answers. Is he going to get them?
The next question.
Next question. There you go. Next question. So I'd like to know the conditions of this. How many people are being detained? What conditions will they be detained for? I mean, even if this was solely for the novel, wouldn't it be nice to know what their plans are for this and what the conditions are? I mean, even in authoritarian Australia and New Zealand, they say, oh, well, you know, you're going to stay there. And you'll stay there for 10 days. And if you don't take the test, we'll make you stay another 10 days until, yes, voluntary, of course. You want to get out, take the test. And if you fail the test, you don't get out. So that's what's going on in Canada. It's what's going on in Australia. It's what's going on in New Zealand. Is it going to happen here? You bet your life. You bet your life. Why else would the Trump administration be rolling out 150 million tests? And, of course, Congress, if they ever pass the welfare bill, you know, after they take everybody's jobs and businesses, they give us a little welfare check to keep us happy. And when they pass that, that's going to be billions of dollars for tests and for tracking and for this kind of stuff. Let's take a look at this article. It came out of Fox. DARPA gives Moderna $56 million grant to build an espresso machine for COVID-19 response. And that's not all it is, folks. Just think about this. Moderna has been in existence for 10 years. They have never produced a product. Let me repeat that. They have never produced a product. They have produced a narrative. A narrative. They've used that narrative to sell shares on Wall Street and make a lot of money. As a matter of fact, after you had Moncef Slaoui, who was on the board of directors after having been on the vaccine board of GlaxoSmithKline for a long time, after he was made the vaccine czar, and he said, I think this Moderna stuff looks really good. You know, we got to have some of this. Well, the stock jumped up. And he made, and people questioned him. They said, this is a conflict of interest. He says, well, all right, I'll make sure that I don't have a conflict of interest. Sell it right now while it's up. It made a cool $10 million profit in one day. We've now had the inspector general of the federal government say, that's not a conflict of interest. No, no, not at all. Now, if you have the people who are going to be profiting from this, and, you know, they get to make the decisions in secret. No, that's not a conflict of interest at all. So now this company that's done nothing but run stock market narratives is the perfect company to be there as part of this narrative, this novel. And so you've got DARPA giving a $56 million contract to them to fund the development of a mobile manufacturing prototype. DARPA's Nucleic Acids on Demand Worldwide, their NOW initiative. Nucleic Acids on Demand. What is a nucleic acid? Well, that's RNA, DNA. That's what that is. They want to call it nucleic acid so they don't freak you out. Genetic material on demand. Genetic material to be manufactured in a 6 by 6 by 6 foot container. Capable of producing hundreds of doses in just a few short days. They could be put anywhere in the world. Manufacturing distribution made more seamless. This is something these people have been plotting for years. I've gone back in terms of doing research on Moncef Slaoui. You see him at these conferences, typically with Francis Collins, and they'll usually acknowledge that Fauci's sitting there in the front row. Moncef Slaoui and Francis Collins and all these people talking about how they're going to rapidly be able to come up with new vaccines to respond to any kind of new biological weapon that's been manufactured by Fauci. And these other people at their labs. And they're uniquely positioned to be able to do this and do this everywhere. We're going to have hundreds of vaccines. And, you know, according to Bill Gates, it's going to be the Immunization Agenda 2030. Everyone, everywhere, every age. Every one of these vaccines. We look forward to building on our experience rapidly designing and manufacturing vaccines as demonstrated with our COVID-19 vaccine. Have they demonstrated that yet? No, they haven't. The new award allows us to explore the reach of our technology to potentially enable fast, in-field, automated manufacturing of vaccines and therapeutics for both military personnel and civilians around the world in a container that can be deployed rapidly. See, here's what's the problem about this Operation Warp Speed. Most of the people running this program are part of the military, a part of the military that's never been involved in medicine. You've got DARPA doing advanced weapons research, now funding an espresso machine. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Just, you know, put it in there and push the button, and you got nucleic material, RNA, DNA, to inject into people. No problem at all, right? Folks, this is a weapon. This is a weapon. It's going to be distributed by the military. It's being developed by the military. It's being funded by the military. If it looks like a weapon, it sounds like a weapon, it smells like a weapon, it's a weapon. It's a weapon. It's weaponized. It's a psychological operation as well. We'll be right back with more information. Stay with us. Money.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Droids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
For more than 100 years, the Rockefeller Foundation has worked to establish world government, abolish nation states, dumb down the population by taking control of education, and most importantly, taking control of Western medicine. Now, they had a bad name by the 1920s. They started converting over and funding other organizations and groups like IBM to continue on with their eugenics operations. Fast forward to the 1980s, the baton is handed by IBM via his mother on the board of directors to Bill Gates III, his father, of course, being the head of Planned Parenthood. And now he's been able to position himself over almost every health department in the world, every national health system. Bill Gates is in control. They have spent 100+ years getting positioned to be able to control what happens to your body and what goes in your body. This is the holy grail of their operations, and now they're normalizing putting a new type of DNA in your body.
In fiction, supervillains are known as supervillains because they have gigantic, huge, global plans that are incredibly well thought out and incredibly complex. And I might have told you a year ago, back in October of 2019, that a powerful billionaire who controls the UN would roll out a global hysteria and lock down the planet, starve millions of people, and would be pushing a forced inoculation to even be able to leave your houses, and that this same billionaire would say we're all going to work from home now, and that this was good to lower the carbon footprint and the human population. You tell me that's crazy. You tell me that's a dystopia. You tell me that's some type of science fiction comic book. But in reality, it really did happen. His name is Bill Gates, and he's the head of a major eugenics consortium that his father and mother set up more than 60 years ago. And we're living in this world Bill Gates has built. And until we start saying no, we are Bill Gates' property. It's time to expose Bill Gates.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Arithmetic bug or cooties or whatever. We got whatever you need, and we can put it in a box and we can ship that anywhere, said Moderna. We can quickly throw together some DNA and inject it into you. No problem. The military has just funded that. DARPA has funded it. They're going to be rolling that out. They're here to save you and to keep you safe. Never forget that. It's all about keeping you safe. That's their first priority. That's the only purpose of government, is to keep you safe, and they're doing such a good job of it, aren't they? And so when we look at how this is rolling out, Rockefeller Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, have developed a series of COVID apps for your little control device that you call a phone. The initiative is launched by the nonprofit trust, the Commons Project Foundation. It's part of the World Economic Forum. It just keeps going back to Davos, doesn't it? The Commons Project includes three COVID apps, the Common Health, COVID Check, and Common Pass, and together they will collect, store, and monitor your health data based on which of the apps will decide whether or not you're eligible to travel, to study, to go to work, whatever. This is a report by GreatGameIndia.com. And so how does this break down? Well, you know, the Commons Project is a non-profit public trust established with support from the Rockefeller Foundation. Sound like an NPR ad, don't I? A Commons Project fills a void between tech companies, government agencies, and traditional nonprofits to build and to operate the digital services that constitute public infrastructure for the digital era. See, that's right. Your public infrastructure, that is cyberspace, and your ability to go anywhere that's going to be controlled by this, that's going to be done by these people, funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, but also by the Clinton Foundation. They've collaborated with this. They're funding COVID ID check. And this helps to explain Hillary Clinton's obsession with health care. And clearly, she's a control freak, and clearly controlling your health care gives them a massive tool of leverage over your life, but also provides them with the ability to have an excuse to track everything that you do and then use that as a weapon to make sure that you comply. You know, not just to get health care. You have to do everything they say. You got to get a vaccine. We've already seen this with medical workers. You got to have a vaccine, or you're not going to be a nurse or a doctor. Well, you're not going to be a patient either if you don't take the vaccines. Well, I'm sorry. If you don't care enough about your own health that you won't even take our DNA vaccine, then there's nothing I can do for you. That is a prerequisite to your medical care. That's where this is headed. So you have Common Health that's going to collect and manage your personal health data and share it with the health services. Then you have COVID Check. That's going to be a set of questions that will determine what you should do next. And that's funded by the Clinton Foundation and the CDC. And so they'll tell you based on these other stats, so you know what you should do next. Common Pass will be your digital health passport based on your COVID test. This is already being implemented. It's a free app from Abbott Labs. And this article here, they talk about how it's already being implemented at the Heathrow Airport. But we already got it being done at Tampa as well, the Abbott Labs report. So based on your Common Pass status, you may or may not be allowed to travel. And that's not just on the airlines. All right, we're going to talk about what's going on with the CIA connections. And we have a little bit of a clip here I want to play for you as a teaser of some of the meeting of these people that were arrested by the FBI. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com and the specials we have at PrepareWithAlex.com. All of those fund this operation, and we really do appreciate your support. We try to make this as much of a win-win situation as we can. We have some big sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We have BrainForce Plus, 50% off, plus free shipping, triple Patriot points. Also, Ultimate Krill Oil, Knockout, Turbo Force, many other products, 50% off, plus free shipping, plus triple Patriot points for discounts in the future. And then at Prepare with Alex, we have a couple of different specials for preparedness products. We have $100 off the 4-week emergency food supply. We have $30 off the ultimate breakfast kit. And again, that works out 140 meals of breakfast for just 60 cents a piece. Just a little bit over 60. It's like 62, 63 cents a piece. And that's real food, folks. That's not McDonald's stuff. This is, you've got buttermilk pancakes, oatmeal, freeze-dried strawberries, scrambled eggs, powdered whey milk, and many other things in that breakfast. And you've got 140 servings of that. That's on sale as well at Prepare with Alex. Many other products there as well. We really do appreciate your support. All right, real quickly. Operation Warp Speed is using a CIA-linked contractor to keep COVID-19 vaccine contracts secret. This is a report from the lastamericanvagabond.com. I don't have time to go into all this in detail because I want to play some of this other clip, but just understand this. Out of the $10 billion is part of Operation Warp Speed. $6 billion is focused on distribution. And the distribution, as we had everybody focused on the, you know, debates and so forth, as they point out in this article, NPR quietly pointed out that it's being run by a defense contractor, South Carolina-based Advanced Technology International. They, however, NPR did not talk about their deep ties to the CIA, to the Department of Homeland Security, to the Department of Defense. And the reason that they're running this through a private corporation is so that there's no transparency about how this money is being awarded. So this is the same reason they're doing the censorship through the big Silicon Valley corporations, because it allows them to have plausible deniability. It also allows them to keep these connections secretive. They can bypass regulatory oversight and transparency of traditional federal contracting mechanisms, reported NPR. And that's true. But what NPR did not talk about was their deep ties to the CIA, to the Department of Defense, and to this new process called Other Transaction Agreements, OTAs. We got a new acronym here, OTA. This allows them to secretly give money without anybody seeing what's happening. And Advanced Technology International is a nonprofit company. They've done a lot of work for the Department of Defense. They've done a lot of surveillance technology for the border people. They have contracts with the CIA, with Booz Allen Hamilton. And they were bought by ANSER, the principal sponsor of Dark Winter Bioterror Simulation. How about all that? You see, this is deeply controlled by the military-industrial complex and the CIA. All right, 3 minutes we've got left. Something completely different. We'll just jump because I'm about out of time. I wanted to play for you a little bit of a meeting. You know, the FBI said that these guys are meeting and they wanted to kill Whitmer or whatever, get violent. These guys are facing life in prison. And look, I don't know what's going on with these guys. I'm highly skeptical of where they're coming from when they've got an anarchy flag behind them. But I wanted you to see this as well, because I think that this whole thing is being put out there as a political operation to try to defend Whitmer, to try to attack Trump and other issues, but also to sacrifice these guys' lives. Because we've had other situations in Michigan as well where they've arrested militia members and accused them of being domestic terrorists while they look the other way with everything that is happening with Antifa, with another murder this weekend, of course. Let's play a little bit of this. And by the way, we won't have enough time for this. You'll see the full report. We'll cut this out, but the full report up be up on band.video. You'll also be able to find it on roundtablereport.com. Let's go ahead and run that video clip number 8.
Going home, yeah. Is to do what? Go back in our communities and do what?
This may be our first and greatest initiative. Our lands need healed. And there is nobody coming to heal them. It is the responsibility of the Americans to heal these lands. There's no one coming to save us. There's nobody coming to do this for us. And we've been pitted against each other. We can sit here and pretend like this isn't the case, but racism is alive and well in our country because it was handed to us. It was forced down our throats.
It was forced on us.
And so now this becomes the way that we deduce and the way that we give reason and logic. And all of that fundamental premise is a way that insane people reason rightly from the wrong means entirely. It's the wrong conversation. The Americans haven't had a chance to have a conversation, but if they did, if it was our conversation and it was honest, we would go to the poorest people, we would go to the richest people, we would go to black neighborhoods, we would go to white neighborhoods, we would go to women, we would go to Hispanic, Latino, we would reach out to every single one of our countrymen and women, because we understand what it is we've lost and what we stand to lose yet, which would be the rest of our nation. And we tell them, I realize.
All right, we're out of time. We'll have the rest of that report. I think it's something that you ought to see, because quite frankly, it's a shame that we don't have that kind of discussion in the presidential debates. We'll put that full thing up there. I don't know where these guys are coming from, but it sure doesn't look like what the FBI is saying. We'll be right. Well, that's the end of the program. We'll be back tomorrow.
The future isn't coming. It's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity
Saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed. You notice that over and over again, the United Nations, our supposed controllers and bosses, the great arbiter of truth that no one's allowed to disagree with, has come out and said, nothing can treat or prevent COVID-19. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's a total lie. You get a lot of sunlight, it's on record, to produce a ton of vitamin D3, and it's almost impossible to get viral infections when you're getting plenty of vitamin D3 if you have zinc and vitamin C as well. That's why people get the flus and these colds in the winter, because that's when vitamin D levels plunge. Now, I pointed this out, and the media has called me a scammer for saying that there's hope and that people should have their vitamins and their minerals. Well, now Fauci's been forced to come out and admit that you need vitamin D3 and C. He should have also added zinc, because the NIH website says you die without zinc. But it's good news that he's being pressured now to admit the reality, because so many doctors and nurses and experts in nutrition have been exposing the fact that he's not been warning the public to get their vitamins.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.